Well, I was in Kansas City back in 1985 when the Royals came back from 3-1. And what are the chances that history can repeat itself? Because even though it seems insurmountable, you win the first game, suddenly you've only got one more game, you're back in Detroit, then Kenny pitches, let's say he wins, and now all the momentum shifts in the other direction. What do you think of the chances that can happen?
That's exactly right. Today's huge for him, and I expect Detroit to swing the bats a little better like they had last night, score some runs off Weaver, and hope that Verlander stuff gets them through the game, because now you get it back to Detroit, you got it in Rogers' hands on full rest, and you expect to win that game, and now once it gets to Game 7, it's anybody's game, so obviously for them, the key game's tonight.
All right, well, let's take us through. We're putting the pressure on you, which is the nature of this game as well. I'll just list the teams that have come back from 3-1. In 85, it was the Royals. In 79, the Pirates were down 3-1 against the Orioles. 68, of course, it was again the Tigers and the Cardinals. What do you think of the chances tonight? What would you say would be the key message, given that Jim Leland is an easygoing guy? Is he going to try to light a fire tonight, or is he going to try to focus on one or two key players that he thinks with a little bit more confidence are going to make the big plays? What would be your strategy in that dugout before the game?
Well, I mean, once you get to this point in time in the series, you know, you've exhausted pretty much all you can do. I mean, everybody knows the urgency of today's game. So, they expect these guys to go out, and you're going to probably try to force the game a little bit early, maybe if you get some guys on, maybe hit and run a little bit and try to put some pressure on the other side. But it's not like, you're going to have a team that's going out there flat tonight. You know, they know what's involved. There's a lot of urgency. You know, there's a lot of momentum against them right now. But if you just look the matchup truly for what it is tonight, you would think that Detroit has an edge on the matchup, at least at the pitching end. So, you know, they know if they get through tonight's game and if they play it one game at a time and get it back to Detroit, they got a good chance once it gets home.
Final question for you before we go to a different subject, which is NASCAR with Leilani Munter. Is Justin Verlander, a guy that was, in most cases, people would say was the top ace for Detroit, and yet he said he was not throwing mechanically well in that first game, didn't have the velocity. What was he doing, and what would he need to do to change that? I mean, you're saying this season has been so long that you really can't make a lot of changes, but clearly with a guy that's that young, that has that much talent, you got to make some adjustments.
Well, he's got to go after it tonight, you know, and if he doesn't have the command thrown and, you know, being aggressive, a little more aggressive than he was the last time, then you just get beat being aggressive. And, you know, it just looked like last time he was a little bit tentative, trying to spot the ball a little bit more than he normally does. You know, pick out a spot in the catcher's glove and throw the ball right through it, because he has the stuff to get by if he's in the strike zone. It's when he's, you know, a little bit timid, you don't see quite the velocity or the bite on his breaking ball like he did last time, that he has a chance to get in trouble.